Hey, everybody, welcome back to the 10th floor. It's me, Matt.
Hey, everybody, it's Kat.
And hey, get on out of that waiting room, folks. Climb on into this elevator. We're going to ascend all the way up to the 10th floor to talk about General Hospital this week. Might be the most action-packed and intense General Hospital week in recent memory.
I tell you.
You know, things haven't been so exciting since the anniversary special on Greenland.
Right.
And I think there might even be people out there that think this is more exciting.
It's pretty exciting. The Greenland thing was exciting, too.
Oh,
but
goodness.
This is pretty exciting.
Excitement galore.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's involved.
Now we got Jason Greenland. We didn't have no Jason.
And we got Jason back. Jason back right away. No shadows, no hidden faces, no nothing. Just boom, I'm in this scene.
I was so happy with how they did that.
It's like, hey, break over. It's like he was never gone. But before we get too deep into it, though, of course, we're not alone here on the 10th floor, Ma. We always have the people, the gallery, the chat, along with Matt and Kat.
Yes.
Cheryl, Kelly, Rochelle. That's all that's spoken in the chat so far. Come on, people. But hey, you guys. Hello. Welcome. Get on the elevator going up there. Because, you know, when we step out of this elevator, we look to the left and the right, and there's just activity.
There's a whole mess of people there.
Everybody's here. People are worried. People are sad. Yes. Folks are in the Quartermain house, splitting kids, walking them through their troubles. Carly being an aunt or something. I don't know exactly her relation to Danny, but whatever. Other than being the forever love of Danny's mom.
She used to be. No.
Because Danny is Sam and Jason's, right?
Yeah, Danny is Sam and Jason's.
Right, so she doesn't have any relative. No. She's never been married to Julian.
No.
She was married to Jason, so I guess she used to be his mother-in-law.
She used to be Rocco's step-grandma.
Oh, goodness gracious.
She was, yes. She's married to Sonny.
She was married to Sonny. And Sonny is Dante's dad.
Mm-hmm. So she was step-grandma.
So, yeah. My goodness. Goodness. Hey, Cheryl. Everybody's saying, hey. Hey, Ma, says Kelly. Kelly, Ma. You know,
hey,
Kelly was
you guys.
Here earlier. You know, you missed Days for Dummies.
Yeah,
because you were coming back from camping.
Yes.
And so the fact that you're here right now is just a blessing.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you could have. I mean, I'm not saying that something would have gone wrong, but I mean, you pretty much had a full day already. Breaking down camp's not easy.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what happened? Oh my god! So we get home, and luckily we weren't all that far. This camping is not far. Mm-hmm. We were at Tower Park in Lodi, so that's not all that far.
Mm-hmm.
So we go out there, and we break camp and, you know, gonna go home, and we forgot to turn off the water pump.
Okay.
And you know how when you trailers, you know, when they bounce on down the road, well, things open and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Well, our sink had that lever thing.
Oh, no.
Not a twist. And the lever
danced open,
and we still had the water pump on.
So basically the camper flooded?
Yes.
Oh no, that's terrible.
So we get home and I get out of the truck and I say to your dad, why is there water coming out of this thing?
Oh boy.
Luckily, since it's a fifth wheel, the bathroom didn't get flooded because it's upstairs.
It's up, it's elevated.
It's up. And the bedroom wasn't flooded because it's up the stairs
so
a little
bit. So it's
just
that little like living and kitchen area.
Living and kitchen area, yeah. Oh, and it was flooded.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Okay, well, hopefully damage wasn't great and the heater works.
It's just water.
Yeah, all right. Well, good. Okay, you know, only water.
It's water.
It's not acid. You know, it wasn't like, you know, Victor or Cyrus Renault switched out the water tank with an acid tank.
Boy, that would be something.
That's a soap plot. Ooh, that's a soap plot. Oh, I want that to happen. Somebody switch out somebody's like their foundation or something in their makeup, but then they make it like that terrible thing that the Joker used to attack everybody in Batman. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, 1989 reference, everybody. Hey, more people here. Hey, Bridget, Sandy, Jeannie, welcome.
Welcome, welcome, guys. Welcome. So, but okay. Yeah, we had that. Your dad cleaned up most of it. But we had that when we first pulled up. What in the heck? Why is there water running out of this thing?
Hey, you know, things happen. Whatever. It is what it is. You got a camper, you know. I mean, that's, you have a camper to flood. Let's focus on the good, right? Just like the residents of Port Charles need to focus on the good right now. Let's just continue to get into it, because here's Jason Morgan back on our show. No mask, no blue eyes, no walking feet, no click clacking high heels.
I was so happy that way, because that's not General Hospital's wheelhouse most of the time.
No, they're
usually
just like,
they do a bunch of teasy stuff and show people's feet and like they did patient six and all that.
Yeah, it's like oh, break time over. Jason's back, you know, it's like he never went anywhere. And on top, overwhelm the frame. So, you know, I was trying to, anyway, you know how it is. Donate to the super chat. And when it comes down to it, you know, Carly had this big emotional, tear-filled, but the love of my life is back reaction. And, you know, people were shocked and they're like, oh, Jason. But when it came down to it, there was no, like, big, heavy emphasis on, this man used to be dead. You know, I mean, it was sprinkled, it was there, it existed. You know that these people thought that he used to be, but it wasn't like, how on earth could this possibly happen? It's just like, oh, Jason's back again.
I know.
I'm kind of with it, you know? You know, not a big what to do about, oh my God, this rare occurrence of a resurrection. They're like, no, this guy's been dead twice, three times over. He's back again. It's just par for the course for Jason Morgan.
You could do connect the dots with bullet holes in him.
This and bullet from scars. The pier. This scar's from the rock collapse. This one's from the poison. they show Jason's feet first, then panned up. Yeah, okay, so yeah, specifically. But they didn't spend 3 days on Jason's feet, which is the point.
Right. And yeah. I don't know, you know, I know a lot of you guys watched for a long time. I remember one of the times that Jeannie Francis came back, Laura came back, they showed her feet walking in heels day after day after day. You guys remember that?
Yeah,
day after day, they just walked, she was just walking around, and they would just show her feet.
I loved it. And I remember, I don't know if it was all my children or something, where it was like a Dixie comeback or something, where they like showed her hands, her office, her letters she was writing for like 2 weeks.
That kind of stuff. I was thrilled at that.
Yeah, so just,
and I didn't think that he was gonna go to Carly's house.
So there's I don't know the source of this. I don't know if it's real, I don't know if it's exaggerated, it's probably somewhere in the middle. I heard somewhere that the original plan that was written by Chris and Dan, the old writers, was for Jason to maybe hop around houses a little bit, trying to stay undercover. And include that would be like hiding out with Sam, hiding out with Elizabeth, hiding out with all these different people before finally showing up to Carly's and all that, with some sort of big, I don't know, prolonged reintroduction, as Chris and Dan are known to do. And, I guess the new writers came in and they're like, no, we're going to pan up from his boots. He's going to go straight to Carly's. We're not going to waste any time doing any like, now he's hanging out with Elizabeth and now he's hanging out with Sam. We're just, all right, let's not tease these fan bases.
Right. Those people made me lose their minds.
Yeah. But also at the same time, people who are, you know, very big supporters of the Elizabeth and Jason connection are disappointed that he wound up on Carly's doorstep rather than hers, because Elizabeth is a nurse.
I saw some rumblings about that online in the socials, that he would be at Liz's house because he's shot and she was take care of him.
He could have hidden in the cabin, says Cheryl. Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of different stuff that they could have done to prolong
absolutely
this experience that they opted not to do.
I would think, though, I bet you Harley calls Elizabeth, though, and has her come over.
Yeah, I'm really not sure. It really seems like we're hooking everybody into this thing, so the likelihood on it is kind of high. They don't have Epiphany to call on anymore or anybody like that. So Elizabeth would be a logical person. There is, I guess, spoilers or previews probably is more accurate because GH doesn't really do a bunch of spoilers. But previews for next week say that Terry's back. Terry's got scenes. Terry's going to be included. So, you know, if Elizabeth maybe goes rogue, Elizabeth, I don't know, as head nurse is doing something on the sly that Terry gets a sense of, then that's how they can work her into the plot and have some scenes with her. I don't know. Speculation galore right now. I feel like, I feel like the door is open for anything and everything.
Yeah. I tell you what, poor old Nina. She's going to lose her man, too. I mean, she lost her man already, but she's going to lose her man now.
Just passed on through like two ships in the night.
But Nina, I do think that Ava and Sonny are going to wind up some.
Nina was almost body checked out of the way by Sonny.
I mean, I mean, he don't speak to her, and he just, he kind of like behaves like she's not present.
Yeah, he's done with her. He's totally done with her.
He's so mad at her.
Again, this is something I didn't see coming, but it could also be a result of the change in command, so to speak, when it comes to how this stuff is being written, because I just didn't see it. You know, I felt like their love was a little stronger than Nina calling the cops on Carly, but no, Sonny took it a lot more seriously than I expected. I guess their love wasn't that strong after all.
It's not.
Nina needs a stable, confident, suave, wealthy, slightly villainous Valentine in his life, in her life, I think.
Yeah. She better fit for Valentine, really.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Anna and Valentine were fun, but Anna and Valentine are not forever.
No.
So, Valentine and Eve were good. I enjoyed them together. Especially when Nina was portrayed as more devious and more, I mean, she's still pretty devious, but more explicitly so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with it. Well, come on, Matt JPS.
You know, I kind of am interested in seeing Sonny with Ava in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've been playing it well. Kind of like meeting his match in a way.
She is meeting him on his level, for sure.
Right. Right.
Which is something that I don't know if he's ever had.
And this is the first time he's ever had a relationship. Well, I know they don't have a relationship yet, but I think they will. But they're friends. Currently, they're friends.
Very close friends.
Yeah. He almost kissed her in the chapel.
No.
He almost did.
He's falling for her. She's falling for him. We're going on the Ava-Sonny train.
And even though Ava and Sonny have Avery together, they were never had a relationship at all.
No.
They never even liked each other.
No, not a loving, friendly relationship. No, that's very recent. That is after Nixon Falls development because of the bond that Ava and Carly were forced to have in Sonny's absence for the sake of the children. Mm-hmm. And so that spilled over. He comes back. He's like, I still hate this Ava. And Carly's like, well, I gotta explain some things. Like, she was kind of chill this whole time. You know? And so that definitely opened the door. And now here we are, danger, and danger pulls people together. Life and death always makes love.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see because, like I said, they were never had a relationship before.
Yeah.
That was not, you know, just ugly.
Right. Right. It's
and this is the first time ever that he would have a relationship with a woman where she actually knew some of his crap he was doing.
When was the
last
time?
He's always tried to shield that from every girl.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He doesn't have to shield it from Ava. She not only does she know all about it, she's lived it herself. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to keep her from the life. She walked away from it.
Right.
But I don't know, because I really enjoy it. And of course, I've always enjoyed GH, and there's always been elements that I've been excited for, that I've been looking forward to. But I can't recall being like this kind of like jazzed up for what might happen in a long time. You know, I've been jazzed up for what I think is going to happen. I've been jazzed up for one or two possibilities about characters I enjoy. But when it comes to like the electricity that's crackling off of these stories and where the lightning could strike and where it could lead, it's pretty open-ended. And I'm looking forward to it all.
I am too.
I
I
feel
am
bad
too.
for a couple of people. Dante, of course.
I thought Dante was gonna die.
I know you texted me like two or three times.
I really thought he was gonna die.
It really, I mean, they played it like he was gonna. These stakes were so high.
And of course, and I also a part of what fueled that is that the rumor mill of Dominic leaving.
Right, and I know that if you Google Dominic Zumbaranga leaving GH or something like that, some headlines from his previous departure in 2018 come up, and it can be kind of confusing or misleading for somebody looking for
Okay.
information if they're not focused on the date that it was published.
And then I also saw. Now I also. Never mind.
Who knows what's going to happen in the
I heard,
future?
no, I saw that he had signed another contract as well. I heard both.
Oh,
He's on his
gotcha.
way out and he signed another
Or maybe
contract.
he was on his way out and changed his mind at the last minute. And he's like
That's
laying
what
there
I.
filming the death scenes and he's like, cut. You know what, guys? I don't want to go. All right, well, Dante survived it. So I feel bad for Dante, of course, he's gotten shot. There is a part of me that does feel bad for Nina because she is going to collapse in on herself once the Sunny and Ava boat launches. She's
They
going to
she gonna
implode into a
implode.
black hole of
She
just.
gonna implode.
Like, she's going to be epically betrayed.
She's gonna be epically, and she is gonna be out for revenge. And she gonna tap into Crazy Nina. Remember
This
Crazy
whole
Nina?
time, you knew I still wanted Sunny back. This whole time, you were my best friend. This whole time, I was asking you to help me, and you were crawling into his bed?
Yep. I think we might get Crazy Nina.
I'm looking forward to it, and I think Cynthia Watros is probably looking forward to it too.
Oh, I, of course, we don't know, but it seems like Prospect is pretty happy bunch right now.
At least we can apply that to them based on how we feel. If we feel this good, they must feel that good too.
But I saw a quick little clip of Steve Burton at the studio. They're just walking around stuff. And man, he just seems so happy to be there. He has
The
just got a pep in his step, I tell you.
there really is, and you can see it in the Instagram posts and little updates that he did. I saw the one where he was giving away four black t-shirts on the day of his return. There definitely is an element of, oh, thank God I'm back here, that you can feel off of Steve Burton. And that's not to say that, you know, he had a terrible time on Days or anything like that, but his life massively changed during the pandemic. And
Did
coming back to GH must be a feeling of like reward.
I would think so. I mean, his career completely changed. His career had all that stuff going on, and then his personal life fell apart too.
And you can
So it's
see,
him
I
and
can
Sheree
see him.
getting divorced.
I can see himself put, you know, I saw his little ads for his workout routines and his protein powder and just the social media presence that he had, the commercial social media presence that is Steve Burton. And you're totally right. Just the radiance that's coming off of him is it's so much more apparent now.
It is. It
So that's
really
good.
is.
That's nice. I'm happy when people are happy, Ma. And
And
Steve
now,
Burton's one of them.
depending on the day, you can watch Steve Burton two
You
times.
could, if you're a big Steve Burton fan, now is your time.
And you can watch my two soaps right now.
It could be 2 hours of Steve Burton.
And he just happens to be shot in both shows right now.
He just has a bullet hole in the same spot, really. In the same spot. Oh my goodness gracious, my God, it's so fun. Sandy's here. Did they say, hey, Sandy? Carolyn is here. LaShun, hi. Well, shut up.
Hi, guys.
Who else? Who else? That's it. That's it. Somebody from Go Find Chandra. A vengeful Nina, says Cheryl. Vengeful Nina and Valentine will help her. Ooh.
Well, he already helped her with the newspaper thing.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to continue to support what Miss Nina Corinthos, Nina Reeves Corinthos.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot wait for Anna, for Ava and Sunny, says Caroline. Now she shares her name with Carly, so she's Caroline Spencer here in the chat. Also known as Carly, right? So I'm going to assume that she can't wait for Ava and Sunny. So Sunny continues to leave Carly alone. Here's another person. Yeah.
I wonder if Carly and Jason are going to, like, just reunite immediately.
So, yeah, here's another person that I'm going to feel bad for, but I don't feel bad for yet. And that's Drew.
Yeah, Drew's going to lose Carly.
He's
acting kind of kooky now anyway. Well,
he's nuts and he was on the way of losing her anyway. But that just kind of justifies a little bit more of the obvious. I mean, just the way that Carly looked at Jason. It wasn't the same my friend is back look.
Mm-mm.
That was the, oh my God, we didn't finish shoving each other's bones and now we have the chance to look.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know,
yeah,
it did very much brought that that romantic side of their love back to the forefront for me. So I do feel bad eventually for Drew because once again, Jason comes back from the dead and takes his life from him.
Yes.
This will be the second time it pans out that way. Now, that is the beginning of a rivalry, if I have ever heard of one.
Yeah, if Drew, if Hammer Max.
Why just stay dead?
If he stays on the show.
I don't see why he would go anywhere. I mean, if Jason's back, then he can be dating Carly, and they both want to be on the show full time.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can carry forward with that, leaving Drew to have a flexible schedule that doesn't have to be anchored in with the amount of time that we get with Carly.
Mm-hmm.
So he can be a villain that comes and leaves for 3 months after getting foiled by Jason. I mean, there's any number of different things that he can do. And so that's exciting. That's an exciting element and aspect
it is.
To explore. There's just so many possibilities happening.
And I know next week, I think Jason's going to see a lot more people.
He's not going to stay hidden. What I think we're going to get is much more punchy stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we just did punches, you know, just a couple of weeks ago in February, like in the beginning of February, we're kind of hitting it when it came to these stories. Spencer falls off the boat and Esme and Ace and this and that and the other thing and mm-hmm. the stuff starts to gear up. And now here we are paying off Jagger coming back into town and all of these things that kind of happened at the beginning of February.
I wonder, you know, they're going to pair Jagger with somebody eventually. I wonder who it'll be.
We're never going to call him John. We really aren't.
He doesn't seem like it.
I do not think of him as John. Chat, do you think of him as John or do you still think of him as Jagger? When you're reflecting on the scenes that Sonny has with this character, bringing back the history of Karen, which leads to Sonny being like, oh man, I did do some really bad stuff. I should probably find some more redemption. wow, right?
I have to put another wing on the hospital for something.
You know? So this whole time, you know, like if, when you think back to that, or if you're looking forward to the next time, or when you're speculating who this person might date, are you thinking, hey, is it John? Or are you thinking, well, I think Jacker would be good with. Because if that's the case, then this guy needs to be like, hey, I'm back in town. I'm around my old friends again. You could just call me Jagger.
I wonder if they'll have him just drop the John.
Yeah, just go back, lean back into Jagger. You know, you could be John for 20 years because you're in the WSB or FBI or whatever. He's FBI. You're in the FBI, you have this professional career, you've left the nickname of Jagger in Port Charles, but buddy, you're back. You're back in Port Charles, surrounded by the same people you were surrounded by 20 years ago.
Yeah, except for there's a few people that have never met him, like,
Right.
for instance, Sam.
Yeah, just lean into the Jagger. He's Jagger, says Melissa. John's a boring name. Hey, Melissa. Jagger is too hot for me, says Caroline. Jacarius calls him Jagger. Cheryl calls him Jagger. See, look at that. 100%. 100% so far of what the chat has shared with us. Jagga Jagga.
Yep, just like us. Jagga. Jagga.
Lola's mom wants to know if we changed the time of the podcast or if this is just for today, and it is just for today. We'll be back at 11 a.m. Next week.
I have kids next week.
I'll be on next week, at least. I don't know. We'll figure it out. I don't know. Are you going to be able to do it at all, or do we need to delay it?
Yeah, I can still do it, but I might have to delay it.
Okay, we'll figure it out. So not at 11 next week. But yeah.
Or maybe you know what? Maybe I'll just do it anyway.
Whatever, you figure it out.
We'll talk. Well, let me, yeah.
You can figure it out. We'll let the people know. They'll come if they want. They won't if they can't. And they'll watch the replay guaranteed.
Yeah, we'll be on next week.
We'll be on next week at some point. We've been done, Jacarius, we've been talking nonstop about Jason's return. So if you want to get our full thoughts on that from the very beginning, you're more than welcome to restart the video or start it over when we're done here. But the Jason talk is not going to end because this man's story has splashed upon nearly the entire tay of the canvas.
Yeah.
Reaching in directions that I didn't expect to see, inspiring developments in a romance that I did not see rekindled because of Jason's return and the results of them finding his picture. I did not see in a million years Spinelli and Maxie sort of coming together. Like at this point, I would say they've come together.
What is that funky place? What's that funky place he lives at, Matt? What the heck is that?
It's Fortress of Solitude or some sort of nerdy thing that he calls it. It's like it's
is
basically
it a closet?
Like
what is it? It's a closet?
It's like, I don't know if it's like a server room in his house.
Because you walk in there and there it is. It's not like you have to walk through the house to get to the funky thing. It's right there.
So I don't know what it's supposed to be or where it's supposed to be in like the geography of Port Charles or within the architecture of a building. I can't tell you that. The only thing that I can tell you is that it's the server room of the studio. And the reason why you walk straight into it is because it's just a closet.
Yeah.
So, but where it's supposed to be?
Yeah.
You know, in a building, I couldn't tell you. I'm going to say that it's a server closet in his house.
Yeah.
Or at some sort of space that he has rented with some sort of anonymous name so he can hack and not get caught.
And Bradford, he made me laugh a couple of weeks ago. He was talking about, he was like, they're going to give me, I finally got like a place to live, but it's only a closet.
I guess it's that server room.
But you know, they say that, you know, a lot of the actors, if they give you a house, they build you a set. You know?
Yeah. Or at least they dust off one of the sets.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be, you know, I mean, let's not forget that Curtis and Portia are Carly's neighbors.
Yeah.
Because they're in the house that Jax used to live in. And Jax made a big deal about buying the house next door to Sunny. It's not in his house, says Melissa. Speaking about Spinelli. It is a separate thing like Liz's painting studio used to be.
Oh, okay.
And she
assumes, that makes sense.
That it's in an office building. And that sounds right to me. So, you know, he bought himself a little storage, little server closet, and didn't leave himself a whole lot of room to work because he needs that space for the servers. And so he's just hunkered down in front of that laptop, in front of that computer, hacking away, finding video and pictures of Jason Morgan back with Mac. I just didn't see it, Ma. I just didn't see it, and it just seemed so exciting because it is such a touch upon how it used to be. Maxie and Spinelli, Jason, everybody kind of caught up in a thing. Spinelli being like, oh, shoot, you're not going to jail, Maxie. Here's the password. Here's the information you want. This is no, was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Maximista being the password, which melts Maxie's heart.
Of course. Of course.
Elizabeth Corte, are you responsible for this romance? Because my goodness. Is that you, Patrick Mulcahy? I don't know. But it was joyful, Mother.
It was good. And Maxie said to him, we're a team.
Yeah. And then they're kissing. And oh, Spixie 2.0. It's been booted, yep. Folks. Mm-hmm. It was loading. Now it's been booted.
Mm-hmm.
Maxie, Spixie 2.0 is upon us. Oh, goodness. Watch them have another baby. I doubt it.
Is what?
Watch them have another baby, says Cheryl. A baby boy.
Mm-hmm.
Damien Jr. Nah. Nah, I think they're a little past that. And has it? I don't know.
And Maxie already got 3 youngins.
Too many youngins.
She already got 3.
Yeah, I don't think she needs anyone. They already got the 1 kid anyway. Plus, you know, they gotta raise Georgie.
Mm-hmm. And she's a handful.
She's gonna be even more of a handful because she's gonna be just as sassy as Maxie, but just as smart as Spinelli. And that mix is gonna create a supervillain.
It could.
What a superhero.
It could.
I guess it depends on which camp she falls into. Is it going to be Team Jake or Team Danny?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Danny's a spit image of his dad.
Jake's going to get in trouble next week because Elizabeth's probably going to find that little vape pen in his pocket.
Yeah, probably. What is this? At a very special general hospital. It's not mine. It's a friend's. I promise.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness. I'd like to see Spixie adopt you guys with your baby. It's like, oh, man, there's too many kids on this show. When are they going to have a baby? Y'all. Y'all want everything and nothing. I love it. Kelly says that Kelly Spinelli's computer set is on the 5th floor of the studio.
Oh.
And Kelly knows these things because she camps out on actor Zooms. It's pretty much what she does every weekend. What Zoom you doing this weekend, Kelly? Tell me. Oh, goodness gracious. Spixie still has their magic, says Melissa.
Mm-hmm. I loved him last week when they went to the bar, too. And he sang karaoke.
Oh, gosh. That was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
The karaoke, because it's been all references and kind of touches upon things that used to be. I mean, they had that karaoke bar, which was one of their sets, right, when they were younger. Mm-hmm. Emily and all them.
And it was the Outback, I believe, where the karaoke stuff that was out the Outback.
Yeah, and so you know they did karaoke on occasion. It was a part of their dynamic. I think they were singing at their wedding, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And then,
they're unwedding, yeah.
Yeah, they're unwedding. And then we got, thank you, Kelly. And then we got, you know, and then we got singing here last week on, oh, it's just so beautiful. It's just so beautiful. I love to see it. And I'm excited also to see what they're going to do with Cody and Sasha as well. You know, if we're this cute with Maxie and Spinelli, Cody and Sasha are right on their heels.
Yeah. Cody and Sasha should be together.
Thank you, Rochelle.
Cody and Sasha. Cody and Sasha should be together, and I don't want to see no more suffering for Sasha.
No. I did sneeze earlier, Cheryl. I wish I could tell you why. I sneezed twice. Mm.
And why is it, you know, Cody ought to be at that hospital. That's Dante laying there.
I know. Maybe there's just so many people that can fit in the call sheet. Perhaps he'll show up. Maybe he's modeling and just
maybe he'll show up this coming week. Dante's not going to get out of the hospital anytime soon.
Well, I mean, really, when it came down to it this week, and this is something that's difficult to digest sometimes because we literally spend 5 days of our week watching this, but the amount of time spent last week was fairly brief.
Mm-hmm.
It was Monday through Friday was a couple hours
mm-hmm.
of the same night. So Dante or Cody might not be informed. He might not have time.
He might not even know yet.
He might be on the way. Any number of different things could be going on with that. Cody and Sasha sang too. They sure did.
Mm-hmm.
They sure did. Am I the only one who wants Spinelli to sing Supernova Girl to Maxie? Asks Melissa. Now that, Melissa, would be super fun. It's all owned by Disney. It could happen. And that is a reference of the century.
Mm-hmm.
The 21st century, even, for a girl of the same era.
Yep.
Oh, Xenon. Oh, goodness gracious. We're never going to forget, Kristen. We're never going to forget. If I ever meet you, I'm going to bring up Xenon, and you know it. You know it.
Of course. Well,
I know. I know I'm Xenon. I know. Oh, goodness. It's so silly. It is so dumb. Oh, Disney
and did you? And did you see that they did a flashback of, you're such a son.
Yes. A unforgettable moment in time. I'm glad that we revisit when we can. And that too, the unity displayed, and however tense it might be, between Sunny and Olivia, I think it's good. There was we mentioned this briefly, or Angela did briefly mention this earlier this morning. We were just hanging out talking about soap nonsense in a free period because Ma wasn't there. just talking about whatever. The soul of these characters seems to be a little more apparent.
Mm-hmm.
The ties that bind, the space between each of these people, to be extra poetic, seems more filled out. When it comes to their dynamics, their conversations, what's bringing them together and the challenges that they're facing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not just kind of standing in the same room together because they are the parents of this character that's been shot. They're standing in the room together as the parents of the character that got shot. And there's a difference. It's only one word difference,
mm-hmm.
but it's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, it's been nice to see. I'm happy for it, Ma. I'm happy.
I'm happy for it, too. And I wasn't surprised that Olivia kind of, like, jumped on him at first.
Oh, absolutely.
And I was actually kind of surprised she said she was sorry and forgave him so quickly as well.
Well, you know, they've come a long way, right?
They have. Yeah.
Like, Olivia has learned to operate within the confines and rules of how to deal with Sunny, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing what hills to die on and when to apologize, even if you might not necessarily feel bad. But we saw the difference with her and Lois not too long ago. When mm-hmm. Olivia was like, don't tell Sunny. And Lois is like, how can I not?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, did anybody catch this Porsche's blooper, says Kelly? Of course, we all caught Porsche's blooper.
Actually, I didn't. I had to be told about it. I didn't catch it.
Yeah. You saw the pictures online?
I saw the picture online and I cracked up at it. It's funny as all get out. But did they not notice? I mean, I don't know. You would think that they'd have cut. They shot that.
One take, you don't notice until you're in the editing bay and it's too late then. You know, it's just.
I didn't notice it.
You know,
I did not notice it. Did you notice it watching it?
So because I'm delayed, you know, some of the stuff I'm exposed to before I'm able to actually watch the episode. And so I knew to look for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Would I have noticed otherwise? Probably not, because I, generally speaking, when I'm watching the show, I'm not taking in every inch of the entire frame. I'm kind of focused on what the director expects us to be focused on. And in that case, it would have been, you know, the dialogue and the placing of the hand and the stethoscope on the chest and taking the beat. So I would have been listening and probably looking at Dante and looking at the mm-hmm. hands of Portia rather than the head of Portia. Yeah, so I probably would have missed
probably,
it.
That's probably why I didn't notice. My attention was on Dante, not...
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's probably why they missed it too when they were filming it, is because they just didn't notice. You know, it's a simple thing. To just not notice something. Also at the same time, we get to see this much of what they filmed while the people mm-hmm. who are filming it have this much in mm-hmm. front of them.
Right.
So we get a much more focused look.
Well, I wonder what I wonder what she thinks about that, you know?
She probably, oh goodness. That's what I would think.
Right?
Oh God. Melissa, just to polish it off and be clear, if we haven't been, Portia was taking was put the stethoscope up to Dante's chest, but she didn't have the other part in her ears. She still
Yeah,
had it
the other
around her
part was
neck.
around her neck.
Yeah, it just wasn't in her ears, Cheryl. Blink, this just in. Christina begins her third trimester on Tuesday. What does that have to do with anything we've been talking about? Blink, we haven't even mentioned Christina. Sitting here trying to stir the pot. Baby Bailey is in Donna, is at least Donna's age at this point. It's been a hot minute. Bailey is definitely going to be 5 or 6 next time we see her.
I think so too.
She's going to be, you know, the new Violet, maybe. Oh goodness. Cheryl's not caught up. Catch up, Cheryl. Cheryl, catch up. Spend the rest of your day watching GH. You'll thank me for it.
Ah, it's so good this
It's
week.
good this week. I hope it's still good. You
Oh,
know,
good this
I
week.
hope I'm not, I hope the wool hasn't been pulled over my eyes. You know, of course we can't always maintain this level of excitement throughout. Otherwise you're going to lose appreciation for it. But I want it to still stay just as filled in, like we were talking about before. You know, I feel like things got a little procedural. Things got a little rigid. And I'm just, I don't know. Again, I'm open to the exploration of new creative and artistic outlets on my soap.
Tell you what, I think GH gonna win show next the next Emmys again.
So, you know, we do have the Emmys coming up in like 3 months, I think. We're gonna gear up for that. I think the Oscars are tonight. Got the daytime Emmys, I think it's in June or July.
If they go back to the original time slot it was in.
And I think they haven't committed, but they've pretty much said when it's gonna be. I just couldn't tell you. I think we know when the nominees are coming out. And it would make sense that the award show would be a month or so after that.
But the nominees didn't come out yet, right?
No, they haven't come out yet. I think they're coming out in May or early June. Anyway, they're coming. They're coming. And I'm pretty sure Rael Andrews submitted himself because he's been doing a little social media campaign of his own, slyly. It wasn't like, hey, here's my reel. But he's been sharing scenes like Taggart in the elevator, or Taggart doing this or that. And then the question every time he shares it is, do you think this is Emmy worthy? So I'm thinking that he submitted himself for Best Guest. I think he might actually have a pretty good running on it too. I don't, unless like it's like, oh, Dick Van Dyke has put himself up for the award and he's going to get it because he's Dick Van Dyke. You know, I don't really
That could
know. I guess
happen.
it would all depend on who's in the category and what they have to offer.
It would,
It really
because you're
would.
right. Dick Van Dyke would probably win
Just because he's Dick Van
because he's
Dyke,
Dick Van Dyke.
you know? Cheryl has to sleep a lot for her
Girl
health.
has to sleep a lot.
So she's just unable to stay awake and keep up with. But that's all right, Cheryl. That's why we're here, Cheryl. And thank you very much for donating your time, moderating the chat for us. Well, you need
Yes,
this
thank you
time to
very much.
yourself, you know, to keep everything in balance. So thank you, Cheryl. So kind. John Aniston is what Kelly's reminding us of. I don't know why. Jason is definitely undercover, but for who? Now
There's
that's a
going to be
question.
lots and lots to learn in the next
We
few
gotta get
weeks.
out of here, Jacobs. So I guess he's, yeah, so there's so many unanswered questions, but for who? But for who is the big question? It's not Pikeman. It's gonna be somebody completely out of the blue.
Yes, it will.
Who's running the
Really.
WSB right now? Oh, it was that one dude. It was Brennan, but now it's not Brennan anymore. Well, who is it? Oh goodness. Oh my goodness.
So I
Oh, John
there was some
Aniston.
there was a, something that
Daytime
I
Emmy.
thought was a little weird, and I wonder what you, did I miss something or what? So Jason shot that feller up that was with him.
Yeah, and then we kind of lost track of that guy.
And then what? When they went up there, they didn't find him? Shouldn't he been laying there?
I guess Jason got rid of the body.
He was shot too. What you gonna do?
Shoot, I don't know. Maybe you just tucked him in a closet somewhere and they're gonna find him next week.
Yeah, because I was thinking, did I miss something? How come they're not finding
him? No, I'm really sure that you didn't miss anything because I can't recall what happened to that guy's body either. But clearly Jason's loyalties are pretty clear still, so that's kind of interesting. You know?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm going to take out all of the other mobsters on this list. Huh? But I'm going to nudge this gunman at the last minute to save Sonny's life.
Yeah. And Dante was like laying there thinking, am I dead already? Is he a ghost?
Yeah, did somebody come up behind me? But not many. He's down there choking on blood. Sam having an understated reaction in the hospital just because she just doesn't know how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting, you know, and kind of a clash of like leaving. Everything ties into Jason, of course. So it's like a clash of like leaving Jason because, like, her ultimate reason, I believe, was like this is too much, too hard, and it's too dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Was her ultimate, not I don't love you or anything like that. It was this is too much, too hard, and it's too dangerous.
Mm-hmm. So, I got kids now,
and I'm out. And you that doesn't seem to slow you down like it slowed me down. So we got to step.
Mm-hmm.
So it's as if, you know, kind of like that leaving of the dangerous lifestyle, catching up with mm-hmm. her again in her mm-hmm. relationship with Dante and being faced with like,
mm-hmm.
I don't have the capacity to process this right now because I thought I left this behind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an interesting element that I like to see, a new layer of Sam, or at least a new mm-hmm. layer of telling these types of stories. I don't know. I'm just so hung up on the writing change because it's been so obvious.
It has.
It's been so obvious. And I do my
best. It's been far more obvious than the scab writers.
Far, you know, there was little bits here and there where I'm like, oh, this doesn't seem like it was written by a regular person, especially mm-hmm. when it came to Brooklyn and Chase. I remember talking about that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, when it comes to this, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, it's palpable. And I try my very best to not frame it as like, look how great it is now and you know, how bad it was before, because I don't think it was bad before.
It wasn't bad before, but it wasn't exciting like this.
But it wasn't exciting like this, exactly. You know, so I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm ready for it. Melissa likes the new casting choices with the kids. That's good too. I like them too.
So you know, Matthew, how I am with General Hospital. Whoever I'm really loving watching at the time, that's what I call the show.
Right.
So I'm going to be telling Grandma, you ready to go watch Jason?
Uh-huh. Because he's back.
Yep.
Ready to go watch Jason? Yeah, I'll be right out. Let me just put down this needlepoint. Carly's going to like a hypocrite. She won't stand by Drew, but she stands by Jason no matter what she does. I don't find that hypocritical. That's just the difference in the amount of true love that she has for one person over the other. If Jason is her man, if you see Jason as her forever guy, then it would be very easy to crawl into the headspace of never-ending forgiveness, never-ending passes, never-ending explanations, never-ending understanding of what he's been going through to put him in this position to make this choice, or I'm going to stand by him, versus somebody that you love, appreciate having in your life, are attracted to, see a future with, but don't have that same, I will always find an excuse for your behavior. And that's not hypocritical, that's just a difference in love, in my eyes.
And she's been crazy about Jason since 1997.
Mm-hmm.
He really has.
Yeah.
I mean, not always in a romantic sense.
Not always.
And mostly not.
Mm-mm.
Mostly not, but that he, the best friend, and then he turned into something else right before he got the rocks on his head.
So, I mean, the way that they framed it, and you know, I mean, there was definite instability. Hi, Melinda. Definite instability when it came to their telling of the Jason and Carly now moving mm-hmm. forward in this aspect of their love.
Mm-hmm.
It was uneven. There was things in the way, characters that you knew were alive, and if they hadn't been, then maybe you would have accepted a little more, because really you were just waiting until he came back. You know, and it was just disconnects that the audience could have had from Carly and Jason's first go around, second go around, technically, before. But the way that they framed that story was we started attracted to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to put that to bed because of our life.
Mm-hmm.
We still loved each other dearly throughout this entire time, but just sectioned off the physical and romantic portion of it and kept the undying companionship part.
Yeah.
But with Sonny in Nixon Falls, they think he's dead. They have to come together for the strength of the mob. We need to get married. Well, we're kind of being forced to live these sections of our life that we had isolated. Those walls are breaking down. It's getting more difficult for us to separate our friendly love from the romantic love that's always existed. They start to blend. Sonny comes back. COVID happens. Steve Burton has to leave. Story ruined.
Yeah.
So I guess we got to pick it up from there. But that's from my understanding. That's how they framed it. So it makes sense.
So he and Carly should still be married.
I really don't know how they left it. I don't know if they got it annulled when he came back to town, when Sonny came back, or if the second marriage doesn't count because Sonny's not actually dead.
Yeah, maybe, huh?
I think they needed a divorce sequence between Sonny and Carly, right? I'm not sure exactly how these things work. And when it comes down to it, those sorts of details, in my opinion, are pretty irrelevant. You know, kind of to the story at large. Well, are they still married? Are they not still married? I think that sort of only matters when it matters.
That's true.
You know, that's just me. That's just me. I'm very dismissive and forgiving.
Yeah.
Of details like that, of things that other people kind of get hung up on. No, they aren't married, says Kelly. So yeah, I guess I would think that the marriage to Sonny was still intact because he wasn't actually dead.
That's true. It's true.
Yeah. Yeah, the story is back, says Melinda, or says Melissa. That story is back. That reunion was heavy and perfect. The Jarly era is coming, she finishes. You excited for Jarly, Ma? Have you been looking forward to Jarly? Or were you content with their brother and sister relationship?
No, I've been kind of looking forward to it, yeah.
So it's fun because I remember watching the show with you before doing the podcast, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And there were moments in time talking about Jason and Carly, and you would say, for years, they've been talking about being brothers and sisters, but I can see them just wanting to clear the table and go at it. You said it many times, I remember.
It'll be interesting to see, you know, how does he fold back into Sonny's world if he does at all?
I don't know.
You're going to have to watch to find out, huh?
So, I don't know. I just don't see how it could work with his connection to Carly that he has now. Because before Jason had to go, Sonny was like, you're my best friend, what are you doing? This is my woman. He might still feel the same way.
He might.
Yeah. Cheryl says they never consummated. You know, I think that in the ripe age of 2024, whether or not you physically consummate a marriage is no longer a requirement for the legality of it. I think we might have left that behind at some point in 1467. I don't know. It just seems really old timey to me. Because if you look at Portia and Curtis, they didn't consummate until their first anniversary.
That's true.
So were they never married? I don't know, Cheryl. You tell me. You tell me. Sonny and Carly were still legally married. Thank you, Cheryl, for the clarification. Oh, goodness. Melinda posits, when Dante got shocked, it shook Jason out of his brainwash.
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe. More details need to come because we still don't know jack nothing about nothing.
Mm-mm.
We know that it was Jason.
And I thought it was cool the way he shot that other dude like under his arm.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Stone cold.
Stone cold.
Blinks still thinks it's Peter pulling the strings. A not dead Peter getting his revenge. Why would Jason work for Peter? Who knows? Time will tell.
Anybody's going to bring Peter back.
But we need him.
Well,
the 10th floor needs him.
The 10th floor needs him, but the hospital really doesn't.
Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I do feel a bit sorry that this will be the second time. Bye, Finola.
I'm sorry, Paul.
Yeah. This will be exciting to watch. This will be the second time. Kelly says this will be exciting to watch Jason interact with people as they find out that he's alive. And yeah, that's going to be good. I think we're going to get a quick tour.
I think so, too.
Very quick. And then back to action.
And of course, one of the unions that I'm so looking forward to seeing is Spinelli and Jason seeing each other.
My friend.
Yes.
Stone Cold, my long lost companion. I thought we had lost you.
Mm-hmm.
Blink says, well, the name Peter means rock or stone. So. And yeah. Stone is dead, right? Isn't that what they were saying? Like Stone, my commander is Stone, and Stone is dead, right? So it's like some person who might be coming back to life. It maybe is somebody who has taken the name Stone and been like, I'm dead. I don't know. I'm haunting you. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
There's mm-hmm. Morgan Stone Corinthos.
Could be. You never know.
That's somebody that Jason might work for.
Yeah.
But how does he not walk into Carly's house immediately? Bullet hole in his belly. Bleeding. Mm-hmm. Able to talk. Able to communicate. Able to not run away.
Mm-hmm.
And not say, Morgan hired me. Like that, that would have to be his first sentence. Morgan's live. He's hired me. I need help.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Carly for a moment, too. And this is something that was awesome to see. And again, I have to just point to increase in quality of writing. Her ability to send Jason out of the room and then immediately convincingly lie about being shocked that he's alive
mm-hmm.
was incredible.
Mm-hmm. But Carly's always been like that. That girl's a master. I haven't seen it like that.
I have not seen it like that. It was insane, Ma.
Yeah.
That was quality.
But I saw a look on Anna's face. She knows. She knows. She knows Carly. Jason's in that house.
A phrasing she used, a gasp she said, or maybe even the lack of a flick of the eyebrow that mm-hmm. Anna's been trained to look for.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She knows Jason's in the house.
It's just so layered, Ma. Look at us sitting here just uncovering possibilities.
Yeah.
And that is what I really love from a TV show. See, I guess I was just skidding on making up my own stuff while mm-hmm. I was watching it before. Because we would sit here and wildly speculate about all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, well, this could lead to that and this could become this. And what did we say? Don't come here for the news.
Right.
Danny's dead. All that sort of stuff. And that's because we really didn't have anything to grab onto. We didn't really have much to think about or to suss mm-hmm. through.
Mm-hmm.
And this week alone has really changed that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm just a prediction machine, a wonder machine, a discovery machine.
Mm-hmm. And you know what else I really liked this week too? I like the interaction with Brooklyn and Granny.
Mm-hmm.
They had a nice conversation, didn't they?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's the new Tracy, right?
Mm-hmm.
The new Tracy coming out. I just want you to be happy, Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
I think you would be happy with deception, but hey, if you don't want to do it, I'll give Maxie your stocks. Like, who are you?
Yeah.
Are you gotta give it replaced a chance. By Casey the Alien?
Yeah, it was good.
Follow Cheryl's advice. Hit that like button, everybody, if you haven't done so. This week's poll, Ma, this week's poll. I asked the people in the chat very much. Thank you very much for your participation in this week's poll. Yes or no question. Is Jason back? I'm lost. 97% confirmed that Jason Morgan is back, while 3% says no, he's still waiting. It's a goofy poll, Ma. I was being silly.
Okay, I was trying to figure it out. Okay, it's goofy. Okay.
He's goofy. He's goofy. He's goofy. Thank you very much to the 97% of people that didn't lie to me. Tracy is Edward to Brooklyn's Tracy. The story repeats, says Melissa. Because no matter what, even keeping his dynamite pills from him, there was always going to be a soft spot for his Tracy Angelica.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Anna thought of Carly's third. She's not that. Thought of Carly third. She's not that sharp. What do you mean? She said, I thought they were like, there's only one place he would be going, and they went straight there. Was that not the case? That's how I remember it happening. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, as soon as she talked to Jagger,
mm-hmm.
Where would he go? I mean, the very next scene was them there. Yeah,
there's only one place.
Yep.
So, The poll was goofy, just like Matt. Thanks, Kelly. I'm a goofball. I'm a goofball with fluffy hair and a long beard. Man, I need to cut this back. See, what it is, I don't have I've got this giant mirror over here, but I'm clearly not using it well enough. And every Sunday is when I look at myself the most. And I'm always like, dang.
You start to look like Grace Lee Adams again.
I am. It's because I've been in my cave of unemployment. It's not depression. It's just not doing it. Whatever. Oh, Save Me Dance was the line of the week, says Blink. Oh. Oh, Jason's back and he's about to steal his twin's lady.
He sure is.
I'm going to start hating on Jason. Is. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Confrontation
no, he between Jagger and Sunny. He and Drew were in a good spot when he, 2 years ago, he and Drew were in a good spot. His brothers 2 years ago, they're really starting to have a relationship and have a bond. I don't think that's going to survive.
No way. There's no way that Carly, Drew is going to immediately sense a change in Carly, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, good, Kelly. I'm glad that she still loves me, she says. That's nice. I like that affirmation. I like being told that I'm loved. Let's see. We got to talk about some other stuff other than Jason, right? The kids are cool. Just looking for more. The Ashwards were on. Marshall's like, oh, hey, you know, they're going to go track down Marshall's doctor.
Yeah.
You know, so, okay, I'm with it. Let's do it. Let's see what goes on there. I don't know, man. Finn and Elizabeth are on next week. I know that.
Finn and Liz are on next week?
Yeah. 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 So if you like them, you know, you got that to look forward to. Dex is back in town. He didn't stay gone for very long, but he's still like, I think I should go, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, I don't know, should you? And he's like, I think I should. I really think I should. And everyone's like, nah, buddy, you should stick around. Don't worry about Sonny. We got him.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sonny didn't pay him no mind at the hospital.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet. There's far more important things right now, like Dante's dead or dying right now. I don't know why, but I just love Dex. It's okay. You don't have to know why, Blink. You can just love a character because you love him. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I love Cyrus. I think he's great. AJ hated Jason for taking Carly and Michael. Drew is going to hate Jason for taking Carly. At some point, if all your brothers hate you, you might be the problem. Oh, Melissa. Oh, Sandra wants to talk about the weird Heather scenes.
Oh, yeah.
She broken. Her daughter's dead, and now she's just even more broken than before.
Mm-hmm.
She cannot handle life. She, from Heather's nuts, but you also got to kind of consider things from her point of view. Even if it's information fed to us only in the last year, it hasn't been a part of her character before and all that kind of stuff. You just have to take it as fact because it happened on the show. Heather sent Esme away, essentially, for her safety.
Mm-hmm.
Within a year of reuniting with Esme, she's dead.
Yeah.
Heather is broken over this.
She is. She is.
I made sure they were able to kill your father to keep you safe.
Crazy.
So yeah, they're weird Heather scenes because she's a weird lady. They're weird Heather scenes because she's a wackadoodle, lamenting an extreme loss. And I don't know, I kind of like this little, like, it's almost like the war of two criminal grand family members. You know, grandma and granduncle. You know, great uncle, whatever. Kinda drawn some lines over Ace. Heather maybe being a little more malicious, while Cyrus being a little more tactful. I don't know, the groundwork is just really interesting right now. When it comes to just any all sorts of possibilities and all sorts of surprises and things that haven't been introduced yet, characters coming and going that we just don't foresee. Plus, also, Ma, we got a whole new soap going to debut. Have you missed this news entirely?
I guess I have. What happened?
CBS, in partnership with Procter and Gamble, as well as the NAACP, have worked together to create a brand new daytime, 5-day-a-week daytime soap
CBS is going to do that?
to go on CBS along with The Young and the Restless and The Bold and the Beautiful. It's going to be called The Gates.
I hadn't heard that at
And
all.
it's going to be about an affluent African American family and their soapy adventures in their rich, affluent neighborhood, which exists behind the gate. And I'm going to guess that the main family might be called the Gates.
Yeah, maybe, huh? Maybe that's going to be their last name.
You know, but I don't know. I don't know. So yeah, they made that announcement this week. Big announcement.
Wow, why haven't I missed that?
You know, you were camping and living life and being a grandma and a wife and, you know, all kinds of different stuff. So yeah, brand new soap. They don't have a date yet, but as far as I know, they've begun shooting.
Wow.
That's my
That and
understanding. I don't
that's
have anything to point to or a source to tell you or anything like that, but that's my understanding is that they've already started shooting. And with that means that, of course, they have. Oh, it's they. We know the showrunner. The showrunner is this person named Michel Valjean, who was a showrunner and writer, I believe, for General Hospital for a certain point in time. I don't know how long it was, but I'm pretty sure she worked for them. So she's a soap running vet.
That is such good news, actually.
So yeah.
Because I didn't think that any of the networks were going to add another soap.
I had always remained hopeful that it wasn't as dead as it seemed.
And it's and you know I And CBS already has two. They have more than everybody else already.
Yeah, that means that at least CBS sees the value in daytime soaps. And in the little brief article that was written and shared out there, they said that they were going to try their, you know, I'm paraphrasing here. They said they were going to try their best to encapsulate the spirit and the storylines that have been overlooked in the history of soaps. So it's going to be, you know, potentially, I don't know because I haven't seen it, but potentially more about maybe tense race issues or mental health issues or things of that nature, which typically are touched upon in soaps but are exaggerated in such a point where it's no longer realistic or just isn't really addressed at all in different ways. So I don't know what that's going to translate to when it comes to the full content of the show. I don't know if it's half hour to, or an hour. I don't know anything like that. I don't know who the cast is because they didn't say.
I wonder if they're gonna pull the plug on Bold and the Beautiful, though.
I don't know if they're going to pull the plug on one to the other or just or test the waters to see if there's three. You know?
You know what other net of course NBC doesn't have a daytime soap either, you know, with Days being on Peacock. But ABC really needs another soap. Their daytime lineup is stinky, other than GH.
Their daytime lineup's terrible. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're just not trying hard to compete in the daytime market. I don't know. It would be good because there's still so much content that people loved from ABC soaps. Because ABC, I didn't watch the other networks, so I don't know how successful they were at this. But I know from my personal experience the success of the crossovers and the blended universe that ABC presented of their soaps, which made it so like the echoes and ripples of each of the shows were kind of sort of there in the universe of ABC soaps. And so when they started to go away, you felt the void and you wondered what had happened to these characters because they were still alive in the universe of General Hospital. I don't know if that's the case elsewhere. I don't know if over on NBC people are like, oh man, Guiding Light, you know, or whatever.
Well, I know on CBS they do have characters go from one to the other. Like Sheila used to be on Young and the Restless.
Yeah.
And she's on Bold and the Beautiful, I think.
Yeah, well, I don't know. The talk will be canceled, says Blink, and I've heard that a lot.
The talk would be canceled? Is going to be canceled?
I've seen that speculation a lot, that this show is going to replace the talk.
That makes sense.
I mean, it's pretty much just another View, right?
Yeah, I don't watch it. It's on at the same time as General Hospital. Not that I watch General Hospital necessarily at 1 o'clock either, though.
Oh my goodness gracious. Maybe that's why they changed the writers, Ma. They knew that this soap was going to come out and they were going to have direct soap competition in the same time zone or in the same time hour. Because right now the soaps don't really compete with each other because they're not on at the same time. But if there was another soap on at 2 or 3 o'clock, that would be direct competition that GH has to fight for viewership for because the pot of viewership is this big and it's going to stay this big. For the time being. And so those people who are going to watch the gates are either going to be people who continue to watch from CBS or interested and don't watch General Hospital, or we'll have to pick one over the other.
Or just, you know,
for the live viewership.
Both. Yeah, for live.
For the live viewership, which admittedly isn't that important anymore.
It isn't.
But for the live viewership, it would matter. So I don't know, it'd be interesting. Be interesting.
It'd
be
so easy not to watch something when it's actually being televised.
I mean, really, if you don't watch it the same day, if you record it on your DVR, if you watch, if you record Mondays on your DVR and watch it on Tuesday, it doesn't really count. It might count, you know, in some other statistic somewhere that we don't really see, but when it comes to like the live watch plus DVR recording. Viewership, if you're not watching it by the end of Tuesday or whatever, then they're like, you're not, you didn't really watch it.
Because a lot of people don't watch it during the week and they power through it on a weekend.
I think the immediacy matters when it comes to advertising. Because if, you know, I don't see this a lot anymore, but I also don't watch broadcast TV a lot anymore. Nor am I watching the same channels I did when I was a kid. But I remember when I was younger, there was a lot more commercials for, like, events. Events in your area. Come to the Cow Palace for the Monster Truck Expo. I don't really see that anymore. I don't know if it's because I'm watching primarily online, and again, it's not because I'm watching broadcast. I don't really see that anymore. But that sort of, like, timely advertising is important for people to watch when the ad goes out. And so if we're, and ratings are only for ad revenue.
I don't understand. Commercial, it seems like the majority of commercials on a General Hospital is for some kind of prescription medication or insurance.
It's because the demographic is watching it. They need to protect their assets and their health.
And then at the holiday time or closer to Mother's Day or something, they might throw some kind of like fragrance perfume ad in. You know?
Anyway, so yeah, all that kind of stuff. Watch a GAging on Roku and Hulu. Keep that up, Cheryl, because you can watch that whenever and it's still going to count. Not like DVR. Anyway, that's it. That's all. That's stuff. The big week of GH. Got a lot more to talk about next week. We're never going to cover it all.
No.
Good stuff.
I enjoyed it so much.
Melissa enjoyed the week as well. She's complimenting Heather and Cyrus, complimenting the kids and their scenes in the Quartermain's house, their care for one another and the situation at large. So Good job, GH. Double thumbs up from over here in Los Angeles.
It's always weird when Carly's at the Quartermains.
You know, so much time has
passed.
She has
wrecked some big havoc in that house.
She has, but, you know, she's also dated all of the Quartermain men. Mm-hmm. She's been married to two of them. Mm-hmm. You know, after so much time. Plus, you know, there's a little bit of that generational overturn. And Carly's son lives on the property.
Yeah, he does.
There's more reason than ever for her to be there. So, sure. Anyway. Oh, Cheryl's holding the elevator open for us, so we should honor that and get in. And she has cookies for the ride down. Oh, Cheryl. You know cookies. How to take care of us.
I have some jumbo cookies downstairs with M&Ms in them.
Oh, my God.
I should go get one.
All right. Well, we need to get downstairs then. All right, folks. We're climbing into the elevator. We are done here. So let me get into my speech. Climb on into the elevator, folks. We're going back down to the first floor. Go on into the parking garage. We're going to look left. We're going to look right. We're going to keep our eyes peeled for shooters at large.
Shooters at large.
We're going to duck into our cars, turn them on, turn our radios to previous episodes of The 10th Floor, which you can find on all of your favorite podcasting platforms. If you cannot find it on your favorite podcasting platform, you can reach out to us on Twitter at 10th Floor GH, and I will send you in the right direction. You can also send us an email at 10thfloorgh@gmail.com. Like the video if you haven't. Subscribe to the channel if you so choose. Donate to the Super Chat or the Super Thanks, which is some sort of little heart thing with like either a dollar bill around it or something.
Did we hit 700?
Not just yet.
Not just yet, huh?
So keep clicking them subscribes. Share this channel with your friends. Tell them all about us. Have them join us here every Sunday to participate in the chat. You know, we love you guys, but we'd love to see more, too. Mm-hmm. Melissa just gave 99 cents. Doesn't have to be her alone. Come on, everybody else. If you so choose, it doesn't have to. We're always still going to bring this show to you free. But if you want me to get a microphone that doesn't shut off, donate to that Super Chat. Next week, we will be back at 9 a.m. Pacific time for Days for Dummies, probably without my mama because she's got kids. But we'll figure it out when it comes to Angela, maybe Tony, maybe just me, who knows? Maybe I'll even have another special guest. Or maybe I'll just go in a separate direction and just draw pictures. I don't know. We'll see. When it comes to 10th Floor, we'll be on sometime tomorrow, or tomorrow, next week. I don't know
when.
But we'll be on. Keep your eyes peeled to the social medias that I've listed, as well as this YouTube channel. Subscribing to the channel is going to make it so you have all that you need. To get ready to watch. That's it. Go spend some time with your families. I've been Matt.
I've been Kat.
We'll catch you next time right here on the 10th floor. Bye, everybody.